Welcome to Semper Gumby in Alaska, a podcast of the Diocese of Juneau. Broadcasting today from St. Catherine of Siena Parish in Petersburg, Alaska. Today is Friday of the first week of Lent, the 2nd of March, 2012. Jesus asks us to not even think about injuring one another. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "I tell you, unless your righteousness surpasses that of the scribes and the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that it was said to your ancestors, 'You shall not kill,' and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. And whoever says to his brother, 'Raga,' will be answerable to the Sanhedrin. And whoever says, 'You fool,' will be liable to fiery Gehenna. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there recall your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there at the altar. Go first and be reconciled with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Settle with your opponent quickly while on the way to court. Otherwise, your opponent will hand you over to the judge, and the judge will hand you over to the guard, and you will be thrown into prison. Amen, I say to you, you will not be released until you have paid the last penny." The Gospel of the Lord. Today's readings up the ante, as you noticed, on the fifth commandment. It was taught in the fifth commandment that thou shalt not kill, especially your neighbors, possible exceptions for enemies. And Jesus is saying, hold on. I don't even want you thinking about it. And there's some real truth here that our thought processes affect so much more than we imagine. If we hold murderous anger against a brother or sister or neighbor, a group of people that don't share our views or those who have wronged us, we really hold ourselves bound. Often they've forgotten they've even said whatever it was that offended us. And yet here I am, moping around, angry and frustrated. And they're off having fun. In that anger, I hold myself hostage. We learned yesterday in the Lord's Prayer that we are forgiven the measure we're able to forgive. Right? Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who have sinned against us. If we fail to learn to forgive, and it starts right here, not even harboring those thoughts, we'll end up in that fiery Gehenna, that place that is without God's presence, an absence of love. Jesus came in the flesh to enflesh God's love to the world, to witness that there's another way of being in the world, one of love, justice, peace, mercy, forgiveness, gentleness, self-control. All those things we're working on in this season of Lent. Jesus came to show us that new commandment, to love God with all of our being and to love our neighbor as ourself. And so in today's gospel, if we come to Mass or go to the temple to offer worship and we realize that we have hurt a brother or sister, that their anger or our anger towards them Right? If we have a wrong against our neighbor, we need to reconcile first before true sacrifice can be offered. Because what do we enter into at the Mass? We enter into God's gift of love. It is here on the altar that that love is made visible again and again. We see that image of Christ on the cross as God's gift of love. He was unwilling to hold his murderers, torturers, bound. And he said, "Father, Father, forgive them. They don't know what they're doing." Right? They don't know what they're doing. I wonder if we could give that same benefit of the doubt to those who have hurt us. They don't know what they're doing. I hope they extend that benefit to me if I have hurt or when I hurt others. I certainly don't think I would intentionally hurt someone else. I certainly have held murderous thoughts in my frustration and anger. But we've got to turn that anger over to Jesus. Jesus promises to be with us in a way that gives us the ability to do what seems impossible, to live at peace and in love with one another. Let us offer that gift this Lent. Instead of giving up some candy or cookies or TV program, let's give up on anger, hatred, and breathing murderous threats in our minds. And instead, let us be reconciled with all those we've injured, with any whom we have injured. For those who have injured us, we extend your mercy, Lord. Help us when we find ourselves too small or unable to forgive. May your forgiveness flood into us so that we might offer it to others. Amen. Thank you for listening to Semper Gumby in Alaska. This is Father Thomas Weiss, a priest of the Diocese of Juneau. If you'd like to send me any feedback, you can reach me through my email at frthomasweiss@gmail.com. Again, that's frthomasweiss@gmail.com. I look forward to hearing from you, and if there's any way I can make these podcasts more helpful, please let me know. May God bless you, and have a great day.